91X News.
It's 10 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Trish Allison. The Loyalist College community gave a check for almost $30,000 to the United Way of Quinte yesterday. That amount will help the agency reach its goal of $1.65 million this year. Quinte United Way Executive Director Judy Gilbert says right now the agency has reached about half of its goal. That means the agency is doing a little better now than at this time last year.
We are probably a couple of percent ahead of where we were last year, but we don't want people to think that that just because we are 2 or 3% ahead that we don't need their support.
The money raised will be used to help more than 50 local agencies. Stolen tailgates appear to be a trend of late in eastern Ontario. There was another case in Tweed earlier this week. Central Hastings OPP Community Service Officer Terry Briard wants to remind people to lock their tailgate so it can't be removed.
When the tailgate's locked, they can't remove it. So because they have to bring it down to take it off, like lower the tailgate to remove it. So if it's up and locked, then it can't be removed that way.
Tailgates with a rear-view camera can be worth up to $5,000. Changing a culture of bullying takes both adults and kids. But when it comes to bullying at school, Jennifer Bowman reports it's young people who need to take charge.
Adults need to be involved with education around bullying. But if bullying at school is going to end, it's young people who need to do something about it. At least that's what the supervisor of the Child and Youth Counselor Team for Prince Edward Hastings School Board says. Julie Pullman-Brogie says they are trying to teach kids to care for and stand up for each other.
It's the adults who people believe have the control and the ability to do something, but those peers can make such a difference by standing up. But that's a hard thing to do. It's a scary thing to do.
Recently, high school students from throughout Hastings County gathered to script and perform a play on bullying. Many had their own bullying experiences.
One day, someone told me that I'm retarded and everything, and I'm not.
My sister is younger, and she gets bullied, so I try to help her.
I've been spit on a couple times, and I had a wonderful nickname.
He did leave me with this scar right here. Knocked my lip up into my tooth, and I cut myself.
Among them was Katie Chamillard. The Quinte Secondary School student took her bullying experience as an opportunity to help others. She spearheaded a program at her school to bring awareness to and stop bullying.
This anti-bullying campaign in the Diversity Club is my way of stopping bullying as much as I can.
Chamillard is only one example of a student who is doing what she can to change the tide by making the difficult stand against bullying. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Belleville.
You can tweet him, email him, and even get a personal phone call from him. But in this age of social media and the internet, writing a letter is still the most common way to get in touch with Santa. Last year, Santa's post office saw 40,000 emails and 1.2 million letters. Annick Lozier is an elf at Santa's post office. She says Santa is just staying modern.
Santa is just getting on with the times, making sure that he talks to the kids where they go, which is computers and iPads and you know, mobile devices.
Santa's post office has been in business for 30 years, and this year they expect to receive their 20 millionth letter. Ontario Liberals are gathering in Niagara Falls this weekend. Politicians and party strategists will convene at the Liberals' annual provincial council meeting. It's the first formal meeting since the party lost its majority status in the fall election. Premier McGuinty will give a keynote address tomorrow. Police in Edmonton and Montreal are dismantling two of Canada's remaining Occupy protests. About 30 Occupy Montreal protesters are defying eviction orders, but no arrests have been reported. Police arrested three people in Edmonton early this morning as they shut down an encampment at a privately owned downtown park. The Royal Bank saw low interest rates are making homeownership slightly more affordable in a number of Canadian markets. The bank's quarterly report on housing trends shows affordability improved slightly in the third quarter after two straight negative quarters. Among the most marked improvements in affordability are for two-story homes and bungalows in Montreal, two-story houses in Manitoba, and detached bungalows in Vancouver. There were a few violent incidents as millions of shoppers rushed into U.S. stores for the annual Black Friday bargain hunt. 20 people in Los Angeles suffered minor injuries after a woman at a Walmart used pepper spray to gain a shopping advantage shortly after the store opened. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, police are looking for two suspects after gunfire erupted early today at a mall. And two women are injured and a man charged after a fight broke out at an upstate New York Walmart. A British woman has begun an attempt at crossing Antarctic on skis. Tom Rivers reports it's a historic mission.
Felicity Aston aims to become the first woman to make it across Antarctica alone. The 33-year-old adventurer expects the journey across the frozen continent will take about 70 days. Aston plans on pulling a sled with all her supplies the whole way. Her starting point, the Ross Ice Shelf.
As she progresses toward the South Pole, Aston will be climbing solo through the Trans-Antarctic Mountains and onto the continent's vast central plateau. Anyone interested in buying the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan chunk of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment can put away their checkbook. The pension fund has decided to keep its nearly 80% stake in the company that owns the Toronto Maple Leafs. The fund says Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment has been and continues to be a very successful investment. MLSE is believed to be worth between $1.5 and $2 billion. That's 91X News to 1204. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
Are you tired of one-minute showers?
Is your well keeping you a prisoner?
Don't let your well worry you anymore. Contact Larry at morewater.ca. More Water can repair your drilled well for far less than drilling a new one.
Visit morewater.ca or call Larry at 613-378-6755. That's 613-378-6755.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. The Bulls celebrated the American Thanksgiving last night with a win over the Erie Otters by a score of 3-1, with all the goals scored in the third period. Brendan Gaunce was again the man of the match with his two goals in the game, while Malcolm Subban continued his great play with a 23-save performance. Defenseman Jake Warad scored the other goal for the Bulls, while Stephen Harper scored the lone Otters goal to foil Subban's shutout attempt. The win broke a two-game losing streak for the Bulls. Belleville goes to Guelph tonight to play the Storm at 7:30. An East Division table topper headlines the set of games to be played in Junior A tonight. The first-place Trenton Golden Hawks host the second-place Cobourg Cougars tonight at 7:30. Trenton are ahead by 4 points in front of Cobourg past the halfway point of the regular season. Other games tonight include Wellington on the road to play Lindsay, Pickering playing Whitby, and North York facing Peterborough. There is a single game to be played tonight in Empire B. The Porto Panthers are scheduled to play the Amherstview Jets for a 7:30 game. The Picton Pirates are still the top team in Division A with 29 points, 7 ahead of the Campbellford Rebels. Black Friday has struck America. For hockey fans, this means a whole lot of shopping for the right NHL game to watch. All 7 Canadian teams are in the U.S. for games today. This includes Montreal playing Philadelphia at 3 in the afternoon and Edmonton up against Minnesota at 4. Ottawa plays the recently returned Sidney Crosby and Pittsburgh for a 7 o'clock game, the same time Winnipeg faces Carolina. Calgary and St. Louis meet at 8 o'clock, Toronto go to the Lone Star State to face Dallas at 8:30, and Vancouver clashes with Phoenix at 9. Winnipeg Jets defenseman Zach Bogosian won't be fined for his hit to the head of Washington Capitals center Cody Eakin. The NHL says despite there being contact with the head, Bogosian was targeting Eakin's shoulder when he went in to make the check. Bogosian wasn't penalized for his hit Wednesday during the Capitals' 4-3 shootout win. The Ontario Teachers Pension Plan has decided to keep its stake in the company that owns the Toronto Maple Leafs hockey team after an 8-month review. Teachers say Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment has been and continues to be a very successful investment. In addition to the Leafs, MLSE also owns the NBA's Toronto Raptors, the AHL's Toronto Marlies, the MLS's Toronto FC, and the Air Canada Centre, as well as several media assets. It's estimated MLSE is worth between $1.5 billion and $2 billion since the Leafs are a lucrative moneymaker in what has long been one of the best hockey markets in the world. BC Lions quarterback Travis Lule was named the CFL's outstanding player. Lule helped the Lions turn their season around after an 0-5 start by winning 11 of their final 13 games, as well as the West Final, to advance to Sunday's Grey Cup game against Winnipeg. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 8. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a high of 11. And on Sunday, we'll see rain and a high of 12. At 12:08, it's 10 degrees, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Trish Allison with Jose DeBarros. News is next at 1.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.